This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. This morning, the National Weather Service is warning of more heavy rain and maybe flooding in the southeast through today. This after that massive tornado that slammed through Mississippi, killing 25 people. One person was killed in Alabama. The AP's Jackie Quinn.
FEMA Administrator Deanne Criswell toured the damage this weekend, vowing help is there.
Going door to door into these communities, helping people register for assistance.
Like Wonder Bolden, who's lost her home and possessions. Volunteers are helping too, like Jared Kunze of Alabama, who was stunned by what he saw.
The town's devastated. Trash, trees, houses, homes.
I'm Jackie Quinn.
The failed Silicon Valley Bank, 17 former branches are opening today as First Citizens Bank branches. First Citizens is buying Silicon Valley Bank. Customers of SVB will automatically become customers of First Citizens, which is based in North Carolina. Twitter trying to find out who leaked company source code online. That's the fundamental computer code on which Twitter runs. The AP's Jennifer King.
Twitter went to the U.S. District Court in Northern California Sunday to ask GitHub to take down parts of Twitter's source code where it had been posted. That's according to a legal filing first reported by the New York Times. According to the filing, GitHub, an internet hosting service for software development, complied with the legal request and said that the content had been disabled. Twitter says the postings violate copyright protections and is asking the court to identify the alleged infringing culprits. I'm Jennifer King.
Strike. Israel's largest trade union group launched a strike this morning. These are health, transit, and banking workers, among others. They're joining the protest against Prime Minister Netanyahu's plan to overhaul the judiciary. This is AP News. Now to the trial in Utah involving Gwyneth Paltrow. The man bringing the suit against her is expected to testify today. Here's the AP's Norman Hall.
The man suing Gwyneth Paltrow is expected to testify in a Utah ski crash trial. Lawyers for Terry Sanderson say the 76-year-old is expected to take the witness stand in his lawsuit against actor lifestyle influencer Gwyneth Paltrow. Sanderson, a retired optometrist, alleges Paltrow skied into him in 2016, causing broken ribs, head trauma, and post-concussion syndrome. Paltrow says it was all his fault.
I was skiing and looking downhill, as you do, and I was skied directly into by Mr. Sanderson.
Sanderson is seeking more than $300,000 in damages. Paltrow has asked the court for $1 and attorney's fees. I'm Norman Hall.
The weekend's top movie, John Wick, Chapter 4, followed by Shazam, Fury of the Gods. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.